Good afternoon, Island Pieces Run. How may I help you?
Hey, is Jim in by chance?
Hold on.
It's Jim Denny. May I help you?
Hey, Jim. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been bouncing around here trying to get in touch with a controller here for the company, and they've been sending me all around, but I think, am I finally in the right place here?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. I just wanted to double check there. I'm actually just looking to follow up here on an offer that we had sent the company. It was about 2 weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you did with Urban Leasing a few years back. Is any of this ringing a bell for you?
No, because I have not seen that come across my desk.
Okay, well, it was sent direct mail. It was about 2 weeks ago. It may not have hit your desk yet, or it could have been lost, but offer was basically based on some good lending history that you've had, as well as your D&B credit profile. The offer we sent you is actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like the company got pre-approved for right around $250K. I was just trying to touch base over here and kind of just see where you guys were at with the company and see what plans you had maybe coming up this quarter with maybe bringing on some new equipment or needed some additional capital for some projects or payroll.
Well, as far as, as far as equipment goes, most of our equipment buys we do in February and March.
Okay.
Because, we're a landscape maintenance company, so what we do is obviously get, lack of a better term, equipment up for the summer season. Make sure, look at what pieces we need, get those in, have them ready so when, the cutting and the maintenance season is in full bore, we've got what pieces of equipment that we have. So
Are you buying those?
We've actually been going through another company. It's basically leasing them, but it's really a purchase. They treat it as an operating lease, but at the end, it's a 10% purchase back on it. So, but pretty
like a
much
lease to own
kept
owns.
On it. Yeah, it's a lease to own or something. But I'm open to look at some other stuff because I tried a couple other ones to see if it was their own financing for equipment on doing that. I think last year we spent just around $150 for equipment.
For equipment, so, okay. And are you going directly through a vendor there, or what's your situation there?
Yeah, we pretty much have a vendor here that we go through, and then obviously they take it and then flip it to flipped it to the leasing company came in and we bought it, but they sort of gave us the quote, we approved it, and then they took it to them, and then did a note and they took possession of it, I guess, and however you want to say it, with the equipment listing. So,
so
the logistics of that work.
Yeah, so with the vendor, are you going directly through them or are they passing you off to kind of like a third party there that does the financing for them?
Yeah, they're passing us off because we actually found the financing ourselves.
It's
not anything that's sponsored through the dealer.
I see.
Okay, so this is a company that we're using, but they're, basically... Mm-hmm. When we order the equipment, they basically cut the check for it.
Gotcha.
But it's to us. But then, obviously they're taking ownership of it.
Yeah.
Until through the lease thing. So
How long have you been using this vendor here? Is this kind of a newer relationship?
We've been using them probably about 3 or 4 years at least. I think over 5.
Okay.
So in doing that, so
good relationship there.
Yeah, we have a decent relationship, but pardon the expression, I'm not married to them. I think the rates are a little high.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you kind of the profit margin you were seeing with the rates you were getting there.
Yeah.
Is it attractive at least?
I don't think we get, no, I don't think it's, I think we could get a better rate.
Okay.
In doing that. I would like to, I think there's better rates out there.
I see.
So,
and are you guys operating year-round, or are you kind of seasonal with the landscaping?
We are year-round. We do ramp up our employees, probably about a 35% increase in employees, but we are year-round.
Okay.
We basically get somewhere around the 230 to 240 employees are in, during the summer, six, what I call the seasonal months, which is basically April, October, and then we cut back somewhere to just south of two, between 190 and 200 in the off season. So we do stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
We have six. We have six locations. We're located. All of them are in Florida, but we have main offices here in the Tampa area. We have a branch office in Pasco, Wesley Chapel, one in Sarasota, one in Orlando, one in South Florida, and one in Jacksonville.
Wow.
So we're pretty much statewide.
Yeah, you guys are dominating the market right there. That's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I don't, there's competition, but we're
there's
from a standpoint. Yeah,
you got your foot in there.
Yeah, but we do pretty well. I mean, for a landscape company, I don't know where we will rank. Our revenues this year are be a little north of $15 million.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Wow, you guys got good cash flow then. There, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, cash flow is a little fun in the summer, but
So
the labor would just the labor costs, but
in the winter, then what are your operations kind of transition to? I mean, are you guys still doing the same thing, or is there kind of a different switch?
A lot of them where, say, we go out and do visit properties twice a week. We go back to once a week. But then we do other things like doing mulching services, cleaning things. They put a lot, you know, during the seasons, the holidays, a lot of them like annuals, flowers, and things like that. So
yeah,
we do all that. That stuff too. So, but a lot of it is they call it mulching season. That you go in. That's when you fix the flower beds, mulch them, make sure they're nice, do that type of stuff. Where, I mean, there's still some of it that goes on in the summer, but most of that is done and prepped in the winter. What I call the winter months.
I see. So you're dealing with a lot of repeating customers, then, huh?
Yes. Our customers, basically, we have maintenance contracts. The contracts are an annual contract. Basically, like it says, we're usually out there twice a week, mowing the grass, making it look good. In the winter, we drop back to once a week, so therefore doing it. But we're also doing other enhancement services for them, too. We also do irrigation. So doing that. And we strictly deal with commercial properties. We do not do residentials.
Okay, just commercial.
I mean we're in residential areas, but we deal with the HOAs or the CDDs.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp of your operations and kind of how you guys go about doing that. Is there anything that you have coming up here this quarter, anything like that you're looking to take on?
I don't think we got anything that we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as doing that, the only thing I know that doing that is we may have to replace a vehicle, but we're looking into that one. As far as vehicles, not equipment, we usually lease those through Enterprise.
Okay.
We have a very good working relationship with them, and usually we lease those through our Enterprise, and those are equity leases, so pretty much just keep paying for them but we utilize them pretty much for that. So if we went through there and didn't buy one outright, we more than likely will go through them for our vehicle purchases.
I see.
Normally our other financing for equipment would be in the realm of for equipment for actually doing maintenance stuff.
I see.
Lawnmowers, other heavy type equipment,
maybe
trailers that we use to haul them, things of that nature that we buy outright.
Yes,
so,
and I know you said you only deal with the commercial properties. Are you being put on like a net 30 or a net 60 for these contracts that you have with them, or is it usually pretty upfront with the payout structure?
It's net 30. They usually pay us. It's an annual contract, or it's usually a one-year contract, and they pay us usually 90% of them probably pay in equal monthly installments. We have a couple that pay us more in the summers and less in the winters, depending on how some of the HOAs or some of the management companies want to do it. I mean, our contracts will vary to the type of services that we provide? Some are like a basic service that we just do that, and anything over and above that we want, like mulching, putting flowers in, other what we call enhancement services, they're billed for. We basically go out, do an estimate bid, and they approve it. And other contract says is they pay us, but it includes ABC. In doing that, probably some tree trimming, not so much from a storm, but trimming palms, things like that once a year. Maybe that it might be included in their in the maintenance contract.
Okay.
And it varies. Some management companies like to pay one flat amount, knowing that they've got everything covered. Other ones want to say, we'll pay for this, we want to be there, and we'll pay for what we need when we need it.
Yeah.
So depending on the philosophies of the thing, we pretty much structure on there. But as far as our cash flow comes in, it's fairly much I would say 80% of our revenues are fairly the same amount every month because we're billing them, boom, just...
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, your maintenance contract.
Boom.
Yeah. X dollars a month that they pay. The remainder of it is in enhancement and irrigation services. We'll do some projects. Somebody's putting stuff in. We'll put the irrigation in maybe as part of the contract. They're doing that, or if somebody's doing a major renovation of things, we'll do that. But as it goes in. That's another, I guess, segment of our business. But the irrigation's, that's also a big infrastructure to maintaining the good maintenance on the properties.
Yeah,
having the irrigation proper.
Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely sound like a solidified company. How long you guys have been in business?
We've been in business since 1991.
1991. Okay.
Yeah.
So the approval, the offer that we had sent you was for both equipment financing as well as working capital. Have you guys ever looked into working capital before?
Well,
familiar with it?
We do have a line with the bank.
You have a line of credit.
Line of credit.
I just kind of wanted to distinguish the two there for you because working capital, there are a lot of similarities to a line of credit. We'll get you approved for the highest amount you can qualify for, and you can use it however you like. The difference with working capital, though, is it's based mostly off your gross annual sales as opposed to your credit. So you're actually able to get access to much more cash than a typical line of credit would. And how it works here at Cardiff is we're usually able to clear up or free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line as unsecured cash. So there's no collateral, there's nothing you have to put up for it, and we're able to usually fund it in about 48 hours. As opposed to a line of credit, there's going to be a lot more restrictions, and the usage of it is much different. But it definitely sounds like we got programs, the equipment and the working capital are kind of our bread and butters here,
and it
definitely sounds like something you guys could be interested in, especially if you've been working with the same vendor for a few years here and you kind of maybe haven't shopped around just to see what else is out there. We're extremely competitive here. We have unbelievable reviews here with the BBB. We have an A+ rating. Our Google Plus rating is a 5-star. I mean, we have an extremely good reputation here, and we kind of pride ourselves in being a relationship bank in the sense that almost all of our customers are either repeating customers or are doing multiple loans at the same time. So it's definitely sounding like something that you guys could benefit from. And it wouldn't hurt just to see what you could get with us. I know you said you usually don't bring the equipment on until February or March, and it definitely sounds like you guys have good cash flow, and that's definitely one of the major things that we do look at. The only other component is the credit on the business. Is that looking good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I will say this much. I've been on board a little bit less than a year. This company has gone from basically really did a rapid expansion and probably in 2008, probably 2010, 2011, did a very, very rapid expansion. And what happens when you have rapid expansion, usually cash flow takes a, huge dive. Because normally the people who are selling don't doing that. When I got here last year, I'll be frank with you, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Vendors were not getting paid doing that. It took me probably about 3.5 to 4 months to get it straightened out.
Wow.
At this point now, the track record is certain vendors I'm having to go back and repair relationship with. A lot of them have done that scene where we turned around and did that. But when I got here, it was bad. They were basically paying the ones that were screaming the most. But I was able even to get it to the point where at the end of the year where I pretty much got everybody back to where they needed to be on current status and was able to put Soccer Whale about $200,000 for season. So
all these six locations got in here pretty recently then?
Yeah, right. But it just got to the point where it just wasn't being managed. And they needed, and fortunately the ownership and management recognized they needed to bring somebody in a little bit higher level. They brought me in as a controller and have done that. And so doing that. So some of the stuff that, the reason I mention that is some of these things with vendors about a year ago were not, the relationship was probably not good. They weren't being paid as they should have been paid. I had issues with the accounting system where I found stuff where invoices that we bought stuff from were never recorded. And we get a statement from a person and I have to go back, reconcile it, go through and get everybody caught up and paid. But those days are behind us, so that may have affected our credit, but that's what happened in doing that. But we're definitely in the right track in the right direction.
Okay.
I haven't had to, as far as this season, I haven't, we just did a refi, just basically switched from bank A to bank B.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that was taking a note and using part of our existing line in doing that. But I have not, while we're in about halfway through the season, and I've used part of that line, but I've still got a reserve. I don't believe I'm going to have to tap the line at all during this season.
I see.
So, which is good. I mean, if something came up, it's there. So, I had to use it a little bit for one time, but I was able to put it back. But that's not a bad thing for a few days. So, in doing that, so. As far as cash flow and doing that, yes, it's there, but there could be a point down the road if we expand, we might need some capital if we make a push and get a large one. Okay, and doing that and have to hire, there could be some point where we might need capital. I'm not, never want to rule it out because sometimes if you have a growth or have an opportunity, you got to have a way to fund it.
Of course.
And, part of my job is doing that, but by the same token, you know, you need to be able to take care of what you've got. So in that case, I think we're in pretty good shape, but there was some, you know, I'm still in the process of mending a few relationships with some vendors, but most of them I've been able to, you know, do it.
Yeah.
And we're on very good terms with them because I'm basically paying within 35 days, everything.
Okay.
Nothing stretched out. I mean, I will get invoices that do that, but normally what happens is because of six branches and stuff, invoice comes up missing.
Mm-hmm.
If they may be 160 days, but literally I pretty much try to pay everything within, I try to be within 35 to 40 days before, you know,
yeah.
I try to pay it at least on that, but by the time they get the check or something, they may say it's at 35 days. But in the last 8 or 9 months, it's definitely been that. But before that, I would say that there were definitely some issues.
I would see. I see what you're saying there. And kind of the good news here with the situation that you do have is if you do look to expand and you are going to need that capital, even if your credit isn't superb right now. That's going to not be one of the bigger factors that we look at on the working capital side. And your guys' cash flow is unbelievable. So that would definitely be able to back you up there with the years that you guys have been in business too. So if that does occur down the road, I have a hard time believing that you're going to find someone that can compete with us with the programs and the rates that we can offer you.
Okay.
As well as the equipment side, that's definitely more credit-based. But if you qualify for the capital, it's unsecured. You can use it however you see fit. And if you wanted to use that to purchase the equipment, you could. I mean, you get what I'm saying there. You'd have a lot more freedom there on the capital side. But if you do want to just see what you do qualify for, what programs we can offer you, just so you know, kind of in the back pocket down the road here towards the end of the year, what is available for you. I know you said you've kind of had these relationships with vendors that you're still trying to mend, and it may not even be worth your time to do that if we can offer you something that's completely can beat them or crush them. So it's definitely something worth maybe looking into. Did you maybe have an email here that I could shoot you some of this information here?
Let me give you my email address. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Jim.Denny. That's D as in Delta, E-N-N-E-Y.
Okay.
At lmppro.com.
Okay, I got Jim.Denny at lmppro.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot you the information. Okay. It'll have my contact information as well as just the summary of the offer that we had sent you. I'll have the applications attached to it for if you do want to get that going at some point. We keep it very simple here. It's literally just a one-page app. It's your most recent tax return and just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. That's all we need, and we can get you approved right in around 24 hours. So if this is something that does like get sprung on you, you know, you get projects that you get hit on, you have some equipment that breaks down and you need something fairly quick, that's kind of one of the big selling points that we have here is that we are able to get you that capital or that loan here and funded in right around 48 hours. So let me send you that information over there. Take a look at it. If I don't hear back from you, I'll maybe follow up with you in a few weeks just to see where you guys are at with the relationships with these vendors and kind of just go from there. I have the corporate number here now, 813-757-6500. Do you have a direct line or is that the best way to get a hold of you?
That's the best way to get a hold of me,
Okay.
Yes. We're usually a receptionist. But my extension's 5112 if they go through there, but it'll go through and someone will answer the phone. So it's not that we do not have a direct line. I'd like to have one, but that's not the way it's
maybe down the road.
Yeah, it's something I've sort of hinted at. It's like much better because if people call it instead of having to go through a thing, it's one of my other little projects to get there among couple of things that I'm trying to do to improve operations or, reporting operations anyway.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I love that you guys are trying to grow here, and I love the expansion you guys are doing, and I feel like that's something we can grow with you, and we can definitely take you to that next level, get you guys going, and we can kind of just take it from there, and if anything does come up in the next few weeks, definitely feel free to email me or give me a call. You know, I can answer any questions, and I'll kind of follow up here in a few weeks if I don't hear back. Feel free to give me the website information and all that, too, if you want to check us out, kind of see our history as well. So it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jim, here. We'll be in contact for sure.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You have a good one. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.